Now it is August, in a world predictably melting, and two well-intentioned grown-ups shuffle the lino of a flat above an Asian greengrocer's in a dirty Midlands town, somewhere around the 1980s. Jobs are thin. Money is God. The aura of flower power wildly fades in other more worldly cities, far from this sunken doorstep. Mike, 31, watches Susan, 32, from the kitchen, playing reasons for her physical slump in his head, tummy, shoulders, neck. Technical engineering is no preparation for his wife's communion with the TV set. Susan gazes into Esther Williams' sodden eyes. The swimming star's army leggy sisterhood form kaleidoscope spokes, jettisoning her at the screen-spangled orbit. Her stunt is a triumph. Members of Finnish Synchronized Swimming Association everywhere feel wet in home adjudicators' chairs. Mike places frothy coffee by Sue's side. "I would have liked to have tried that," Sue nods to Esther, yearning. "You could still find a club." Mike studies the listings. "I might." He smiles at the likelihood of this. Susan pops two Quality Street soft centres in her mouth. As she does, the nose cone of Mike's Viking Portuguese Jewish sperm launches on the shiniest egg in Susan's fallopian flume and is at once satisfied by hydro-lunar impact. Ding, ding, baby F has become, by dint of chance, God's humour, a surprise in Mike and Sue's barren garden. His or her texture, divine sparks, genetic snakes, throb inside a silken geodome grafted to Susan's uterus. Light, cosmic matter rushes inside this pink-feeling greenhouse. Susan's heartbeat is the mother's sun, organs photosynthesized towards her. Food, safety, love is on drip. "My mother always said I had athlete's legs." Susan splashes her feet at Mike's face. "That's why you can't sit down still for 5 minutes." Pushing Susan's legs to one side, he adds, "usually." But once, there was another. The glimmer of a sun. Susan felt his mind's eye wink in her sleep, but at 6 weeks, he moved on. Susan frowns, narrowing the root of the matter. "I haven't sat down this much in years, I know. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know, lovey." Baby F does not wish to be born. She does dream of it, the cord being cut, other creatures taking her in hand, floating in space. Maybe it is blue, maybe it is black. F senses it is no warm greenhouse. She dozes a lot, loses her appetite. Perhaps out of carelessness, perhaps in protest, Susan's baby has stopped. Hours pile up books on cushions. Yesterday, Dr. Faruqi stared at his computer. "Let us wait and see. This is entirely regular," he sniffed. Susan breathes, deeply from blankets, thinly from Ruth Rendell mysteries. She surfaces for less bloody material, Victorian romance, the news. Stories are all sorely wanting until one Friday afternoon, Dr. Faruqi delivers a monologue. "Blah, blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, the baby is not feeding." Enter Susan horizontally through double doors. Leicester General's Theatre is equipped as an ocean liner. Blue screens, Art Deco tubes ripple closer. Students' spectacles, dilating lines, deep chattering pressure. Susan hypnotizes herself, inhaling Strauss waltzes and clips of Esther in The Million Dollar Mermaid. A needle pricks her spine. A screen divides the reproductive half from its dreaming leader. Bright non-colour blasts baby F's side. Big hands disrupt skin eiderdowns. F executes a half twist, the first manoeuvre of compromise before a beginning. F is lifted out prematurely. Her tiny pulse beats. This is too soon. The mother son, Casua's late summer, is drugged when F blinks open a complex world. Sensation, bodies, loneliness.